try and get 10 wickets. Pretty simple as that. Yeah, look, I think every time you play subcontinent sides, you always look to target them with some short pitch bowling. And it's always been part of South Africans' bowling attack makeup. So maybe overcooked at stages, but it's definitely something that we'll continue doing. Every batter we look at, we obviously strategize and analyze where we want to bowl to these guys. So it was obviously, in that particular spell, it was probably a plan to try and bowl a few short balls to the two batters. This test side's been in tight situations before and managed to find ways to get out of it. We know that we're in a tight situation at the moment. In saying that, there's no reason why we cannot limit the damage in terms of first innings lead. So the new ball tomorrow morning is going to be crucial. If we can nip out one or two with a new ball and limit the lead to somewhere between 80 and 120, we're still very much in the game. No, for sure. I think you've got to go back and remind yourself of why the side's become the number one side in the world and how they found ways to get out of tight situations like we are at the moment. Look, it's going to be a tough ask. We know the odds are heavily stacked in Pakistan's favour at the moment, but we've been in situations like this before and managed to find our way out of it. So they will call on that experience that they've gained over the last couple of years and hopefully stay calm and focus hard on their processes again tomorrow and find ways of getting into a good position again. Yeah, look, I don't think I was disappointed with what happened this morning. I think I was more disappointed with what happened yesterday. I think when you win the toss and you're probably hoping to get more than 240 for eight in the first day, I suppose. There were maybe two or three softish dismissals that hampered our progress yesterday. So, I mean, Pakistan have got quality bowlers. They had a new ball this morning. Irfan is a very skillful bowler, and that's going to happen. The new ball's allowed to nick guys off and get lower order batters out. So I wasn't too devastated about this morning's efforts. We'd have liked more runs, but probably a bit more disappointed with the way we went about things yesterday. Robin's got a job in the side, and I'm sure he'll be the first to admit that he probably didn't bowl as well as he could have today. Robin's been working tirelessly in the nets, and he's put in some really good performances for the Proteas over the last year or two. So we know he'll get better. He's been playing a bit of one-day cricket for the Cobras in Cape Town and probably needs to become a little bit more accustomed to bowling in the 4 and 5 day format again. So he'll just get better as the series progresses. It's a start, but I'm sure he'll get better as the series progresses. History tells us that the wicket in Abu Dhabi stays pretty good. But not many has spun from us today. I know Pakistan maybe got one or two balls to bite yesterday. There's a little bit of rough developing outside the left-hander's off stump, I suppose. So look, we're hoping the wicket stays as good as possible and then rolls on day five. But history tells us that the wicket stays pretty good in Abu Dhabi. Yeah, look, I think both the openers played really well. They can both feel proud of the performances today and laid a really good foundation for Pakistan. If they'd lost one or two wickets up front, they could maybe have had some doubts about the batting, considering their performances over the last year or so in terms of the batting lineup. But that sort of base that the openers gave them just probably settled down the nerves and gave everyone else a lot of confidence going forward. So a lot of credit to the two openers because I thought they played really well this afternoon. Yeah, look, I suppose having not played test cricket for a lengthy period of time, it's always going to take a little bit of used to get it going again, no matter how good you are. Look, I'm sure we'll be better in the second innings and I'm sure we'll get better as the series progresses. We weren't at our best yesterday, there's no doubt about it. But, I mean, we've got some of the best players in our world in that batting lineup. It's no coincidence that a guy like Hashim has been playing a lot of four-day cricket for Surrey and he got the 100 yesterday and the guys will just get better, there's no doubt about it. Well, I don't think anything can replicate what you're going to face in test cricket, whether it's playing county cricket, whether it's playing more warm-up games, whether it's playing franchise cricket back home. I think we just get given a schedule and those are the test matches and we've got to play those test matches. We can't ask for spare test matches to warm up for a test match. It's not going to happen. So you just deal with the best ways you can.